Heading into another guest interview segment this morning, and a now published author joining us in studio today. It's always a pleasure to touch base with Jenny Drollinger, Brian Drollinger, of course, in studio as well. And the book, As Sure as the Stars, is published, out, and available now. Brian, Jenny, congratulations. Jenny, how does it feel to say you're a published author now? How about that?
That just kind of blew me away for a minute. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, surreal.
Yeah, absolutely. So, of course, we've had you guys in studio after being named Couple of the Year, America's Favorite Couple. And if I'm understanding correctly, this book is kind of based on your story, right?
It's our story.
Yeah.
About 90% of it. About 10% of it's fiction. Yeah. You know, we had to change some names up and things like that.
Sure.
It's pretty close.
Yes, no embellishment on any of the stories at all, right?
Of course not. No
embellishment. It's actually, pretty much 90% is true.
Okay.
It's crazy. You can't make it up.
Very cool. So As Sure as the Stars, tell us, let's talk about the process of just putting a book together. I know that this was a huge, huge undertaking. Brian, let's start with you on that.
He's the one that started it.
Well, I didn't know what it was going to entail. Let's put it that way. From start to finish, it's been a process. The whole thing, it's like there's so many moving parts to it. You just don't realize. And we decided to create our own publishing company, which we named after my mom after her passing. And that was crazy in itself.
Being our own publisher.
We'd be our own publisher, yeah. And we didn't know what we were doing. We still don't.
But we did it.
We did it.
What did we
That's
do?
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah, you got
lots
it done.
Of people helping us.
We had quite a few people.
Setting to the, you know, we have till noon to get everything right this time. And it's like pressure. You got to get it done. Read it. There's been so many versions that it's kind of, I'm like, when we finally had the voice actors, because we're uploading it to Audible, and we're reading through the chapters or listening to the chapters. I was like, oh, that's the version we decided to come up with. Okay. Because I was lost at it. So the final copy is what it is. And
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely love it. So when was it officially made available? Just a few days ago, right?
Yesterday. I
mean, yesterday.
Yeah.
It was officially made available yesterday.
Well, there's been a pre-sale on Barnes & Noble's, but it's a little costly. Barnes & Noble is a little more expensive than Amazon.
Okay.
So we're promoting Amazon. It's a little more affordable.
Well, that's where I'm looking at it right now. And so if you go to Amazon, search for As Sure as the Stars, it'll pop up there, $19.99. You can get the Kindle version for $5, and it's available right there. So I think this is really cool. And it's kind of been in conjunction with a podcast that you're doing as well right now, correct, Jenny?
The podcast is the book's fault. It started out, do you want to write a book with me, Jenny? I want to write your story with Trisha Goyer. She's a well-known Christian author, lives in Little Rock, Arkansas. We're going to be down there next week doing a book signing with her. But she's like, you know what? We could turn this into a podcast. I'm like, oh, yes, we could. So we became me. So, yes. So now my official podcast is Second Chance on Love, Side B, referencing the 80s cassette tape, because, you know, we're a second chance, so Side B is the best side, right? Not Side A. But so what I do is interview other couples that have had stories similar to ours with second chances, you know, divorce. You think there's, you know, you're lost and your life has been, rug's been ripped from underneath you and there's no hope. And so I want to share other stories with real couples. And so far, I've interviewed 3 people. And new episode drops every Tuesday.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And where can people find that podcast? And what's it titled?
It's Second Chance on Love, Side B.
Perfect.
And it's on Spotify, Apple, and YouTube.
Okay, perfect. Anything else about the book that you guys would like to mention today?
It has a lot of 80s, you know, references. It's like an 80s rom-com. It starts in modern time, and then there's memories of, you hear a song, and then you go back in time, and it goes back in time to 1985 to Alaska, and then back to reality. So it kind of goes back and forth. But there's a lot of 80s references, like Strawberry Lip Smacker, Jelly Shoes, Duran Duran, the music. There's a lot of, you know, Giorgio Beverly Hills, Dracar, anything 80s. it's in there.
Very cool. Speaking of songs, it also, of course, references the song that we play on our station, Brian, that you wrote about your mother.
Yep, too, it's right? Love. Yes. And actually, my mom passed away, unfortunately, about 2 weeks before our wedding. And so I wrote a song for her with my brother. And I also wrote a song for Jenny for a wedding. And kind of a whirlwind thing that happened there. But yeah, that song actually that I wrote for my mom, that's what kind of got us started, got me back into writing again, and also got us to think about maybe writing a book about our story. She's been very inspirational for us.
And the podcast, the song that he wrote for his mom.
Oh, it was the intro and outro to the...
The intro and outro, the 80s version. The I'm like, you know what? It's Love. This is such a catchy tune. Why don't you make it 80s, like with synthesizers? And so that's what they did. And I love the version. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely do. So again, Star Valley resident Jenny K. Drollinger and As Sure As the Stars. The book is available now. You can find it on Amazon. Just search for Jenny Drollinger or Sure As the Stars. And you can get a Kindle or paperback version. So congratulations again.
Thank you, Duke.
Thanks.
Absolutely. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up this morning on the SVI Radio Network.